Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Diane DiResta is with us, folks. Diane is a member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of DiResta Communications, which is a firm that helps companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace, especially from a communication standpoint, especially from a connection standpoint. Especially when you're delivering proposals, when you're trying to convince a customer that you're the company that they need to be doing business with. And here's why. All the different ways you do that. And that's what she does when she helps us. And she does that on our show as well. She's the author of Knockout Presentations, How to Deliver Your Message with Power Punch and Pizzazz. And she's our friend, Diane DiResta. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. I'm glad to be back a second time.
It's good to have you back. Diane, one of the things that I've been talking about a lot in the last couple of years is this whole social media craze.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I call it a craze and not a fad because a fad doesn't last.
Right.
This is not going to go away. It's going to be part of our lives forever.
Definitely.
But it is a craze, meaning that people are ascribing to me too much attention. And that's what happens. It happened with websites. You know, you remember in the 90s when we had all that going on.
Uh-huh.
And so eventually it will all settle down where all the social media tools and all the things that we do, we'll find out how to use them just as tools and resources and not as a way of life.
Right. And, right now, social media is being overused, I think. It's a wonderful tool. I love it myself, but people are on there. I don't know how they're getting any work done because there are certain people I see, and it looks like every 5 minutes they're tweeting.
Right. Exactly. They don't have a, as I say, they don't have an untweeted thought, right? but the thing is, when I think about all of this, I like to say that I'm a social media heretic. You know, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm a true believer, but I don't like the status quo. And here's why. And it's all about business because I'm still trying to help me, myself, and small businesses out there find the ROI relevance to social media. It is there. It can be found. But I don't think it can be found at the expense of the human nature to want to connect with someone.
Definitely. I don't think there's any substitute for face-to-face. In fact, I belong to a few networking groups, and one of them is virtual, and I like it, but I need that face-to-face. So what you end up doing is the advantage is you network from your desk, but then you take a list, and then you start making your appointments, because if you think you're going to do business just by talking to people on the phone, I don't think that's very effective.
Well, exactly. And the thing is that that it's not what we need to get across to a lot of people, I think, is it's not either or, it's both and.
Exactly.
They're tools, again, that you use. But now that we've got that established, what's happening is I fear that some people, especially, and maybe this is younger generations, I think it probably is, I fear that they're seeing these fly-by type of communications as a substitute for connection that the human beings want, and I fear that that's making them uncompetitive. What do you think?
I agree with that. There are 4 generations now in the workplace, and when it comes to communication and presentation, this is an area of growth for the millennials because they've grown up with technology. They're comfortable with it.
Remind the audience who the millennials are.
These are the 20, 30 somethings, the youngest generation.
Also Gen Y typically.
Gen Y is another term to use. But what happens is they're so used to text messaging and emailing, and they don't understand sometimes the importance of that face to face.
Well,
and that's what I teach.
What's interesting to me, Diane, is that you can almost track who, you can almost see, tell how old a person is these days by the method that they use.
Exactly.
I mean, us older guys, we'll use email. Below 35, certainly below 30, it's all about the text and the tweet, and probably the texting.
Right. My husband and I went to our nephews, who are 16 and 12, and we said, "Well, didn't you get our email?" And they said, "We don't email."
We don't email. That's so gauche. That's so yesterday, right?
But the one thing that every generation needs to understand in the workplace is to ask people, "How do you like to receive information?" Because
right.
even within one generation, some people prefer a phone, some people prefer email. And it's so busy today, you really do need to know how to communicate with people. And that's all part of your presentation.
Well, and one of the things, though, that I fear is being lost is the ability to ask for, to sell, and to get a face-to-face meeting with customers, and then to deliver on that appointment the way that it should be. And I will tell you, Diane, I've done it, as you know, I've been around a long time, and I grew up in an age where the only way you ever delivered a proposal was in person, even
exactly.
if they were across the country.
And you know what? As a person who sells my services, whenever I can, I try for a face-to-face meeting. Even when someone says, "Send me a proposal," I'll say yes, but yeah. I want to meet with you first. And that makes all the difference.
Well, I have to say, and I hope my younger audience will give me a little bit of a pat on the back for this. Over the years, I've delivered proposals by email, and I've been successful doing that. But here's what I've tried to learn. When is the best tool to use? When is email the best tool to use? And when is Jim in person the best tool to use?
You know, that's an interesting question, because I have a client as we speak who's asking me to design a program on meetings. And one of the things they want to know is, when do you use email? What kind of technology works for which situation? And it really depends. Here's where you don't want to use email. When you have one issue and someone has to email you three or four times, then it's time for a face-to-face meeting.
Right. Or if it's time to make the close, and
right.
you want to let that person know that this is a big deal to you.
Yes.
And see, I've done this myself with customers. Even though I did business with them for years virtually, there came a point where I felt I needed to let them, even though they said, "Jim, this isn't necessary. We can look at this like we've done in the past." I said, "No, I want to be there and show this to you." They said, "Okay, no problem." So I traveled across the country. When we got through, I sold them, and they said to me, "Jim, we wouldn't have bought this had you not been here in person."
There's no substitute
you have,
for space
you have to face. You have to know when, and that's what Diane and I are going to continue to talk about. Her book is called Knockout Presentations by Diane DiResta. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Does everybody really know what time it is? Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why. When everything goes wrong, you have to
go on and do it or die. That's our anthem, isn't it, small business owners? That's the Atlanta Rhythm section. They didn't know that they were creating the Small Business National Anthem when they did that song. It's been one of my favorites for a long, long time. But that's what we do, isn't it, small business owners? We do it or die. And my job is to try to help you do it a little bit better. And that's what Diane DiResta is trying to help us with right now. Diane is our good friend. Welcome back, folks. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Diane's book is called Knockout Presentations. Diane, tell us how we can find you and your book online.
You can go to my website, DiResta.com, D as in David, I, R, E, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, A, and on there you can find my book, which will take you right to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and you can also find a free gift there, 7 Deadly Mistakes Presenters Make and
Ooh.
How to Avoid Them for Maximum Success.
I like that. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of folks out there who could use that. So check it out, folks. We're talking about presentations, how to know when to use virtual, when to email one. I've had actually very good success over the years, Diane, creating a proposal, and see, I learned how to present, make proposals from the best in the world, And I've gone to New York, which I consider to be the standard. I mean, that's the place. If you can sell your goods in New York City, you can sell them anywhere. Would you agree with that, Diane?
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone to New York. I brought their money back, and I've been able to do that with my presentation. So I think I'm pretty good.
You're
at
the one who's taking money out of
and
our state.
I'm the guy. I'll do it every time. But the thing is I'll do a proposal, then we'll convert it into a PDF, and we'll email it to somebody. And I've done a lot of business that way. But what you can't call that a way of life. It's a tool. It's a means to an end, not a way of life. You've got to know when to say no, sir. I thank you for allowing me to bring you this proposal to deliver my proposal, but I've actually said this, Diane, but this point in our relationship is a big enough deal to me. I want you to know. I've actually said I want you to know how important it is to me, and I'm going to show up, and if you'll give me the time, I want to do it in person. And I've never ever had anyone to say no.
It's interesting, and that gives you such a competitive advantage. And what I say to people today is that speaking is the new competitive weapon, and that's something that's really important to get, because everything has become such a commodity. And even if you have something brand new, a new technology, within 1 year somebody can duplicate it. So what sets you apart from everyone else is your presentation,
yeah.
and that's
yeah.
how you build your relationship.
I don't know how many times I've made a sale sitting right there in the office, and at a time when other people were emailing and everything, and because I showed up, that was I didn't even have to be good. I mean, of course, you know I was good, Diane, but I didn't even have to be good. All I had to do was show up. There was this, you know what Woody Allen said, 80% of life is just
showing up. Exactly, and that's what made you memorable, because you were there in person.
And I cared enough, and even people who are more likely to text than I am still feel that way, I think.
Well, you know, you are your brand, and so when you show up, you are communicating it, and you have much better control of how you're being perceived than if you're simply sending
right.
a text message or an
mm-hmm.
email.
Mm-hmm. Have we arrived at this agreement, Diane, that even if you're trying to get good at making a presentation, at delivering a good proposal, whether it's email or not, or in person, but if you can become good at presentations, virtually or in person, that actually could give you a competitive advantage? There's an opportunity there?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, if you're not speaking with power and confidence, you're actually leaving money on the table, and that's whether you're an entrepreneur or a worker in a company, because what I've observed is that people who have good presentation skills get better job offers, they get promoted, they make more sales, and they do better in business.
How do you ask somebody to do business with you with a text? I mean, how do you do that? I mean, I really don't know how that works.
Well, you know, we do have to learn how to effectively communicate virtually, because there are more and more virtual teams as we have such a global
right.
marketplace.
Right.
But even there, if I'm talking to someone overseas, I much prefer Skype or video conferencing
yeah.
to a text
and,
message.
And I think that's going to be the technology that will help a lot of this.
I do,
that
too.
That will save a generation or two.
But you know what I'm waiting for, Jim?
What?
Technology is not moving fast enough. I want either holograms or I want to be able to beam me up.
Oh yeah, no. Oh no, I'm a big Trekkie. No question about it. I'm still upset because they can't beam me wherever they want to go. And
exactly.
Of course, I want to make sure that I trust the person with the beaming power there. But
right.
But no, it's.
But that's how important face to face is. That I say
yeah.
I would love to be able to beam myself up there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. Last thoughts, Diane.
Well, I would say to everybody that your success today depends on how well you present yourself, your message, and your value. And I truly believe speaking is the new competitive weapon. You can't avoid speaking any longer. So do whatever you can to increase the skill, and it's going to pay dividends.
Speaking is the new competitive weapon. And the irony is human beings have never not wanted high touch.
Exactly.
That's the irony, folks. So think about that. Those are very important words of wisdom from Diane DeResta, the author of Knockout Presentations. Diane, thanks for being here. Good job. Will you come back another day?
I will. Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Diane
okay.
DeResta, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
And try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.